We are very disappointed at SADC for SADC to have one-sided view of this issue. They've not contacted us to find out from us who have raised the complaint that Swaziland is not democratic, that the people in Swaziland need to meet to forge in a democracy that is based on multi-party democracy. So Swaziland has not changed at all from what it was before this call for a dialogue.
I spoke with the government spokesperson, and he said that the government continues to be engaged and that it was you, the multi-stakeholders forum, that boycotted or is continuing to boycott all the cultural means of coming to resolution, including even the Sibaya.
Sibaya is not a dialogue. It is not a platform on which we can discuss politics, because Sibaya is actually one-sided, that people can just raise concerns that no one is responding to them. They cannot have a meaningful engagement in the Sibaya forum. That forum is not designed to discuss critical political issues.
What do you do now? What other means do you have to continue to pursue your objective for bringing about a democratic Eswatini?
We, the people of Swaziland, will continue with our political campaigns, our marches, our trying to get the government to come to table, to go to other international communities to deal with this. We will also continue to lobby SADC because SADC always have new set of leaders. One of them will eventually be have leaders that understand democratic values. It's unfortunate that now we just have SADC leaders that do not appreciate the democratic values, that do not appreciate even the basis on which SADC was formed.
Again, as I said, I spoke with the government spokesperson, and he said that the government is happy that Eswatini does not violate any principle that SADC aspires to, that it adheres to SADC principles.
As we see today, we have people who are in prison in Swaziland for their democratic beliefs. That I do not think is what SADC aspire for, that they should be political prisoners. We have people who have died in political unrest that we still do not know exactly what happened. I don't think that's what SADC aspire to. I think there must be a misunderstanding of what SADC aspire to. If SADC aspire for these, we, the people of Southern Africa, therefore we need a new political configuration so that the citizens' issues can be dealt with successfully at a regional level. Because that means SADC is not citizen-centric.